someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." Jesus replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then Jesus told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do, for I do not have space to store my harvest?" And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods. And I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?' Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. One of the most important things for us to acquire in life is wisdom. We want to have wisdom in our actions, in our words that we speak, or the words that we send to people in letters and messages. We want wisdom in how we deal with material things and financial things, wisdom in our relationships, wisdom in our priorities in life. The ancient Greeks came up with something called philosophy. The word philosophy literally means love of wisdom. And they felt that wisdom was the most important thing to acquire in life. They even had some teachings about politics, saying that a good politician should be the wisest person in the land. We can acquire wisdom from reading and also from life experiences, but ultimately wisdom comes from the Lord. Throughout the scriptures, we hear this, that wisdom comes from the Lord. King David, in one of the Psalms, prays to the Lord, asking the Lord to give him wisdom of heart. This is a very good lesson for us. We should ask God to gift us with wisdom. You know, sometimes you may have a big decision in your life, and then you pray about it, and you see a new perspective. You may have made one decision, but then when you brought it to prayer and asked God to give you His wisdom, you come up with another decision. It's important to ask God to give you wisdom whenever you come to some major decision in life, but also I would add, when you come to have new relationships in your life. You want wisdom to surround your relationships. Pray to God for wisdom about your relationships. St. Paul says in one of his letters that Christ is the wisdom and power of God. So when we seek wisdom, we really are seeking to know the Lord Jesus. When we study His teachings in the scriptures and in the catechism, when we come to His real presence in the Eucharist of the Catholic Church, we are coming into the presence of wisdom incarnate, wisdom itself, who is Jesus. St. Paul teaches us in his other letters that sin moves us away from wisdom. Sin is always unwise. It's never a wise thing to do. Sin moves us away from Christ. And so St. Paul exhorts us to reject sin, to reject immorality, impurity, evil desire, and greed, and other evils. And we have to reject these evils in our own life, first and foremost. Sometimes we reject them in the lives of other people, but not in our own lives. That's a kind of hypocrisy. We should seek Christ above all. He is the wisdom of God. And be proud to be called His followers. And not only that, to be proud to actually be His followers. To follow Jesus Christ is to live on the path of wisdom. In the New Testament, as you read the various writings in the New Testament, you come to pick up a clear distinction between the way of Christ and the way of the world. There's a document that is probably almost 2,000 years old called the Didache. It was known as the Teaching of the 12 Apostles, and it's believed to have been compiled by the 12 Apostles. And in the beginning of the work, it says there are two ways, the way of light and the way of darkness, and great is the difference between these two ways. And so we have the way of Christ and the way of the world. In the gospel that I read to you, Jesus teaches us what the way of the world looks like. It's lived in the life of this man whose greatest and only desire is to have possessions that he can control and store. All he cares about really ultimately is his possessions, his money, his fortune, and his security in this world. And God calls that man a fool. That man is foolish. He has a wisdom that doesn't go beyond this present life. Thomas a Kempis, in one of his writings called The Imitation of Christ, which is one of the most popular spiritual books after the Bible, has this to say: "Your time here is short, very short. Take another look at the way in which you spend it. If you hope to live well and wisely, try to be here and now the man you would want to be on your deathbed." Many of the saints teach us that we should think often about the end of our life. When we come to the end of our life, how do we want to be remembered? And what kind of person do we want to be? If at the end of our life we want to be remembered for having been a good person, someone who loved God and loved their neighbor, if we want to be someone who is charitable, then we should be that right now. If we want to die as a person who is merciful and humble and gentle and kind and compassionate, courageous and just, then we should be that now. We can't wait to follow Christ. We have to follow him right now. Some people say, "Oh, when things settle down in the future, I'll be more serious in living a moral life, a virtuous life, a pure life, a life of following Christ." But if you're not following Christ now, and you think you can get away with that for years and years and years, well, chances are when you come to the end of your life, when you don't know when that's going to happen, you might not be following Christ then. If we want to be great people at the end of our life, then we should be great now. And we find our greatness in following the Lord Jesus. This focus on our own death is not meant to frighten us, but it's meant to move us on the path of wisdom and inspire us to use our time well. So often it happens that we put off the important things that we have to attend to now, we put them off till later, and we never get to them. We have to love the Lord Jesus right now and live as his saints in our time. Listen, if you are not the saints of your place and time right now, then who will be? Who will be? Don't wait for others to be holy and to be heroic in virtue. You be that right now in your life. Turn to Christ. Begin again. He's merciful, and you can start over. Follow him up close. That is to have your values in right order. St. Ambrose, who was the bishop whose preaching really interested St. Augustine to consider the validity of the gospel, St. Ambrose has this to say about the man in today's gospel, the foolish man. He says, "In vain he amasses wealth who knows not how to use it." That man doesn't know how to use his wealth. All he uses it for is himself. And St. Ambrose continues. He says, "The things which we cannot take with us at our death don't really belong to us." So all of the possessions that we may have in life, if we can't take them with us into our death and beyond, then they don't belong to us, really. Virtue alone is the companion of the dead. Mercy alone follows us, which gains for us an everlasting habitation, everlasting home in heaven. And so the material things, they're just on loan to us. Someone else is going to own them someday, not us. But we can own our good works. People have an expression, pay it forward. When we do good works, we're going to carry those with us beyond our death into life eternal. And so, brothers and sisters, we know not the day nor the hour when we shall come to the end of our life in this world. Could be today for any one of us. Could be tomorrow. We're not going to be here forever, and we're not going to be here for long. And so, Let us follow the Lord Jesus now, right now. Let us live the life of grace and truth now, not later. In this way, we can be sure that our lives are on the path of true wisdom. And who knows, we just may inspire others to follow us along the way of Jesus Christ. God bless you.